Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of Nintendo for the 25th of June, 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Matt.
I'm Tom.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast for news and reviews delivered straight to your hard drive. And here's Matt with the news.
Okay, I'll get straight onto the news because I've got quite a lot. First of all, the Wii flap, the thing on the front of the Wii. We have speculated before that it will hold the SD card slot. More on that a bit later in the news. But apparently, according to someone who worked at the E3 booth, when they were clearing up, he got a peek under the slot, and it has a sync button. Now, that's S-N-Y-C. A sync button basically just synchronizes the wireless equipment. Some Bluetooth and wireless keyboards have these. You just press it and it synchronizes it with the PC itself. And also, in an interview, Reggie said that there will be a SD card slot under that as well. Something else he said it's one of the storage media that will be used and the only one that they've announced. So maybe that means there's another one going to be coming, maybe. DS Opera web browser has been described as a beautiful piece of software. This came out in Japan yesterday. There's two different versions, one for original DS and one for DS Lite, seeing as it comes with a memory expansion that fits in the GBA slot. The original DS will not be phased out in Europe as long as there is demand, according to a Nintendo of Europe official. Reggie has spoken on a couple of different topics. On WiiConnect 24, he says, if you've got into a particular part in a game, we could push content out to you, so you'd get to battle a new boss. Maybe you'd get a new artifact, maybe a new weapon. That's just one example. We see the system as something that's going to be used by everyone in every household every day. Like news updates slash headlines, in brackets. All of that is possible. He also said, our focus is substantially higher base than we achieved with the GameCube. We think that our strategy in terms of great core gamers, expanded audience gaming should allow us to achieve that first. Plus, with stellar third-party support, we're getting ready to really right at launch. That's another major difference from what we did with the GameCube. Someone's made a Wii mock-up, and they've put it next to loads of different things. Compared to the original PS2, it looks absolutely huge. So imagine it next to a PS3.
You mean they made like a cardboard version?
I think it's actually made out of plastic, but yeah, basically.
Oh, okay.
Toshio Awai, the creator of Electroplankton, has said in an interview by Nintendo of Europe, do you have another project in progress for the Wii? And he said, I'm thinking of it, so we might see something similar to Electroplankton on the Wii. Since the game's release on the 15th of May, New Super Mario Bros. Has sold 500,000 copies, and I think this is in the US. Yep, Nintendo equates this to being 20 copies sold a minute since its launch. Not bad. The DS Lite is now out in Europe in black and white. Onum have a special DS Lite edition available for £5. Have some stuff in there.
Oh,
quite good.
A question about that.
Yeah.
Because they've gone up to £5 for this special edition. How long was it? Was it as long as a normal one?
I have it myself.
I've got it. It's only about 100 pages long.
And also...
Right, put it this way. There is absolutely no point getting it unless you really want to get a full collection of magazines.
I'm just wondering, because that's £5. Do you think next issue is going to be £5?
Nope, no way. Never.
Okay.
No.
Okay, some other things. Nintendo of Japan have just registered two more trademarks relating to the Wii. This time we have Wii Pointer and Wii Culture. Wii Pointer is probably the official name for the Wiimote. Wii Culture, no idea. And there's one other one, which is !!! Which, if you type it out, it's actually we written upside down, and reversed. Very strange, but it looks a bit like IM, sort of like that. So, you know, with all this talk of an instant messaging service, could that be the name for the instant messaging service on the Wii? But then again, how would you pronounce !!!? Anyway.
Well, I think it'll just be like IM. I think people will just... Because visually, it does look like IM.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. On the back of the Wii Classic controller, the one that you'll be controlling the Virtual Console with, there's a sort of... On the top, there's a button where you press it down. On the back, there's a place for expansion. So, that's an interesting thing that came up recently. Nintendo has given a reason why we haven't heard an official release date or price point yet on the Wii. The Wiimote isn't a final version yet, that's one thing. And also, the sensor bar is being fine-tuned, so that's not in the final version yet. So they haven't made their decision. But once all those things get sorted out, the price point and release date will be announced. So, that is the news.
Okay, just a few announcements. One of our listeners, Gamers United, a.k.a. Joe,
yep,
did a great promotional video for the Nintendo website. So,
yep,
if you want to go and check that out, then just go to nintendo.podomatic.com and...
It's great. It's really, really good, isn't
cool.
it?
Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's got some voice clips from the show. So, yeah.
Yep. Awesome work.
And also, there's a DS Lite questions and answers episode out. So if you want to go and listen to that, then...
And so we will be having an in-depth review of the hardware in this episode. So keep listening.
So straight on to our main topic, which is sort of the third DS and sort of DS Lite improvements. Just things they could put on the next generation DS, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. Matt, if you want to start.
I'll start. Well, the DS Lite is absolutely perfect. Basically, ever since they... Well, yeah, since they launched the original DS, they've been constantly working trying to improve the DS since they launched it. And there's some great adjustments that they've made to it. But, you know, there are still a few gripes that need to be sorted out. And this is obviously what we'll see on the third DS, hopefully. Well, in terms of features for the third DS, I think they should keep the basic idea the same. We heard about a multiple touchscreen DS, but how would that work with the stylus? I mean, you'd have to have some sort of odd chopstick device, and although it's nice, I don't think that, you know, we'll be seeing this unless they come up with some sort of screen that doesn't fingerprint and then you just use your hands, but then you'd need something to rest it on if you're having two touch points. So I think that's a bit of an impractical idea. Yeah, a beautiful one if you've seen that video on YouTube of a multiple touchscreen demonstration. Ben, what do you say that they could improve with the DS Lite for the third DS?
Well, if we're talking about a completely next generation one, like they brought the Game Boy Advance out to replace the colour.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe they could include the Opera web browser into...
Yeah, definitely.
The DS, and instead of having the GBA thing, the memory expansion that you get would be there instead.
Yeah, built in.
I was going to say, maybe instead of picture chat, it's a Wi-Fi instant messenger.
Yeah.
Maybe they bring it out.
Much better. If it's just a Wi-Fi room with, like, lobby and stuff, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, and make it a whole lot more customizable, like have custom backgrounds and
stuff
you could probably download.
Yeah, like a much expanded Wi-Fi service, definitely, would be good. You know, I think also the graphical power of the DS is perfect, really. But still, that if in a new iteration of the DS, that could probably be updated. So, obviously... What do you think they would do about DS carts? Do you think they'd keep those or redesign a new type of DS cart?
They've got to keep it the same, otherwise they're going to lose all of their current customers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'll keep it the same, but drop the GBA slot.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a DS.
I know, but put it this way, let's just say you put Mario Kart DS in,
yeah.
and then they bring out a new Mario Kart for the new DS because it's got way better graphics,
yeah.
new Wi-Fi features.
Yeah.
That'd be, you know, Mario Kart DS Advance or I don't know,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Would the new DS play the same as the old DS? Because, you know, they might redesign the whole buttons idea.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, the only thing I can think of in a new, like, in terms of a new buttons idea would be, like, to have a small kind of touchy area instead of, like, physical buttons. So, like, it's like tactile touch areas where you can use that to move around stuff.
Yeah, you could have, like, you know, instead of the D-pad, you could have, like, a square. Just imagine a square, like the touch screen.
Yeah.
And you could move your hand around on that, mm-hmm. although it reminds me of the PSP's.
Yeah,
thing,
like your thumb. No, but if it was just like a flat thing and you moved your thumb around on it, that'd be quite cool.
Yeah.
But I think they'll keep with the classic D-pad. Something I like on the new DS Lite is the hinge. It's a lot better designed.
Yeah,
on my
yeah.
old DS, it actually broke the hinge because of its, you know, it was very poorly designed.
Oh, did you get it traded in all right?
Yes, I managed to.
Did they notice it?
They sent. I traded the Metroid Prime Hunters demo back in, but they sent it back to me.
Really?
They obviously didn't want it.
Yeah. Anyway, I think obviously you're going back to buttons. They can make them like squishy, like actual like rubber. If you know what I mean.
But no, that wouldn't work.
Don't you think?
Rubber buttons break easy.
Oh no, because I had a GBC Game Boy Color, and my dad dropped it, and the whole of the start button came off, and I had to, like, get a needle to push it when I found
Ouch.
It.
Yeah, the thing is, I like the new ABXY buttons on the DS Lite. Just completely going off topic,
They're
but
good.
I just don't like the D-pad. It's squishy, and for some games, it just doesn't work very well,
so,
like on Metroid and Animal Crossing.
So, yeah, they could improve that, I'm sure.
Maybe have a hybrid, like a hybrid sort of half squishy, half clicky sort of.
Yeah, I think what really needs updating is the menu system. Like, it'd just be so much cooler to have a new menu, and like, it has all the options like Opera web browser, and also in one of my Peach's ponderings, I thought about you know, having a virtual console service where you could download Game Boy Advance games, Game Boy Color games, and Game Boy games, and play them on the go on your DS. And obviously, it would have either an expandable memory in terms of SD or mini SD or a custom format, or a built in memory thing to hold the games. That'd just be perfect.
Perhaps with the Wii, you could download them on the Wii, and then it could send them to the DS and then delete them from the Wii.
That is happening. That is happening.
Yeah, just for demos though, but like for full virtual console games, if we're having it on the DS, SD cards would work better because it's not as heavy, it's not as taking up as much space.
Yeah, because
if you had a built-in memory source, it'd, you know, really weigh it down.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh,
flash chips are small.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's those. Obviously, if they drop the GBA slot, they could get the size down a lot smaller. So we have the customization, we have the new menu, we have a smaller size, just plays DS games. You know, they're probably working on something like this already. In fact, well, it's pretty much a fact that they are. Improved battery life, even though the DS Lite battery life is immense. Obviously, we'll keep with the really good screens.
What, would you get a bit annoyed if you've just buy a DS for £100? Well, probably over, because you bought a bundle. And then, within a year, just over a year and a month, you go out and they bring out a new one, and you have to buy that. Well, you don't have to, but they, you know, you want to, because it's so good. I haven't got one yet, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one within the next 2 weeks. And then they bring out another one within a year, and you really want to buy that. Do you feel a bit cheated, or...?
No, I don't. I just feel that that's the way things happen.
You see, the thing is, put it this way, if people aren't going to trade in the DS and the DS Lite, then they're going to feel cheated because they're paying, you know, £100 every year. Whereas if you're trading in, at least you're getting money off.
£40. Mm-hmm. It's a bit stingy.
I don't think it's too bad.
Okay, we've got Marty coming in now.
Oh, by the way, invite Marty. How much they sell them for in-game, because they make a lot of profit off traded in DSs. You trade it in for 40.
I don't know myself.
Trade it in for £40, and they sell it for 65. Yeah.
Really? All right.
Well, that's just our life, isn't it?
That's the point of the shop. They make money. Nothing else. Are we just getting Marty in? Yep, we are. So we'll see what she has to say about this.
Yes, Marty, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Finally, right.
Okay, good.
Okay, we're just...
Sorry no about that.
Okay, we're just talking about...
how the DS Lite can be improved.
About. Yeah, how the DS Lite can be improved.
And also about the 3DS.
All right.
Yeah. So, your thoughts on that?
You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
DS, right. I don't like the volume button.
Okay.
At
what do you prefer instead of that? The current one?
The same volume that's on the Game Boy Micro.
What, one that clicks in stages?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. I understand that.
It's nicer.
Oh my god, I have only just remembered. Oh my god.
What?
Marty, that was what I wanted to see. Your Game Boy Micro. Yesterday.
Whoops.
Remember, oh. Well,
okay. Anyway, we continue. So yeah, anything else apart from that? Or is it pretty much perfect for you?
The D-pad, when I'm on Animal Crossing, it keeps stopping.
Okay.
And it's driving me mad.
Alright, okay. So, yeah. I haven't actually played Animal Crossing yet, because I've been playing Mario Kart loads, but I'll check it out. And
a quick poll.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
Best colour, and think of all the ones in the world. If you could get one of the ones that came out in America, Japan or England, which one would it be?
Black.
White. Hey, no, hold on, let's just do it properly. Right, Matt, what would you want?
Black.
Tom?
I would pick Tom? Black, because it's going to go with my black revolution, and it looks cool.
It goes with my black iPod.
Oh, and my black iPod, too.
Okay, then, I'm Marty.
Black.
Okay, and I would pick white.
The black is really nice. And the white, too, but I haven't seen the white. I haven't had it in real life. So, yeah. Has anyone else got anything else to say?
Well, the thing is, we have got a really long DS Lite.
We have. I want to spill the beans. I want to spill the beans now. But I'm saving it all for my everyone's amazing DS Lite review that we're about to do. Well, so, should we...
Is there anything else that we need to discuss?
No, apart from people send in your ideas for the 3DS and your gripes of the DS Lite.
And we'll discuss them next week.
Yeah.
We will.
Okay. So, yeah, straight on to our...
main topic.
Preview DS Lite whatever thingy. Yeah?
Yeah, hardly a preview, but anyway.
Yeah, okay, so... not exclusive review DS thingy Lite. Don't know what to say about this, so just take it away, Matt.
Okay. I have quite a lot of notes about DS Lite, and this is... everyone's going to participate in this review. And this is, you know, an extended version of 6.5... 16.5, because I wasn't there for that episode. Right. These notes are all in a bit of a... they're not in a particular order. They just kind of dot around everywhere. But I think that's alright. So, my first note. The power lights. They're longer, and they're on the right-hand side of the hinge. They're two of them. On the left-hand side is the charging light, and on the right-hand side is the power light, which is green when fully charged, and goes red when, you know, you're low on battery, and also blinks when you're on Wi-Fi.
And they are so much easier to see.
They can easily be seen when the DS is closed, seeing as they're on top then, and also when the DS is open, they're easy to see then. The DS Lite has a much longer battery life. It has the four brightness settings, and on the lowest brightness settings, you get up to 19 hours of battery life. And on the highest brightness setting, you get up to 8, which that's even pretty good for the highest brightness setting. I actually prefer the D-pad, but then again, I haven't played Animal Crossing yet. It works really, really well in Mario Kart. It rocks back and forth a lot more than the previous DS one. The previous DS one's just more flush with the console. It clicks a lot more. This one, it doesn't click as much, and it's, you know, a bit softer, and, you know, I prefer it quite a lot.
Yeah, the thing is, it's really good for Mario Kart, yeah, for the snaking and that.
Yeah.
But on Metroid, it's hard to move. You can't move diagonal. It's the same on Animal Crossing. It's just impossible to do it.
Right.
Unless you use a touchscreen, obviously, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I prefer the XYAB buttons. They also match the D-pad. It's one thing I noticed on the original DS. They're quite round and sort of sharp, and they have imprinted letters on them. And when you've been playing for ages, if you look at your thumb, you have like an A button imprinted on your hand. But I don't get that with this, because they're a lot, you know, mushier and, you know...
Yeah, they're really nice. I do like the ABXY buttons.
They're not as clicky.
No, they're like soft and they press in really nicely. And the ABXY is just sort of painted on.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, it is. So start and select are repositioned down underneath the X, Y, A, B buttons. They're small and clicky. I'm yet to get used to them, but, you know, they seem pretty good so far. I like the fact that they click pretty well. New power button, much better. It's you know, on the original DS, it's above the D-pad. It was fairly easy to accidentally press it when you slipped maybe on the D-pad. You'd just go right onto it. But on the DS Lite, it's on the right-hand side of the console at the top.
But that... Well, it's not a problem. But the thing is, let's just say you accidentally flicked it.
Yeah.
On the DS, on the original DS, you had to hold down the power button for a while to turn it off.
Yeah, but...
You know, just
yeah,
for a few seconds.
Yeah.
But on this, the minute you flick it up, bang, it's on.
Yes.
You know, and off.
I actually personally thought you had to hold it up for a few seconds. Or hold that, or...
No, I've just done it right now.
Yeah.
And it's straight on, straight off.
Yeah, I agree.
So that could be a problem, but you know.
Actually, it doesn't go straight off. You can pick it up, and it won't go off. It goes straight on, but you have to hold it up for about a second or two to go off. If you actually
that
bit.
I personally don't like the start and select buttons where they're positioned.
All right. Okay.
I actually like the buttons. I just don't like where they're positioned because they're hard to. Well, you have to like reach down to press it. And when you're on Tetris, it's or Mario Kart, it's just because you have to let go of the A button and press the start button. Whereas on the other one, you could sort of quickly move on to the start button and press it.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, these are all things we need to get used to. It's a brand new console, really. As I said earlier, the new hinge is a lot better. On my previous DS, it broke. It was very poorly designed. On the new DS, it encompasses most of the... like the main part of the hinge goes across most of the console with just two little bits on either side. Much better, and it looks a lot better as well. On the old DS, it doesn't look very good at all. One thing that I've been noticing, and they had it on the old DS, and it's really annoying. Why around like the screen or above and below the speakers do they have those pointless indented pieces of plastic which are slightly different colour to the console?
And they're like
yeah,
rubbery, aren't
rubbery.
They? Yeah, I don't know. Hold on, I'm just going to open it and see.
Yeah, they are absolutely the most pointless things ever.
They don't have any... Like, they're not even to stop it scratching. They're just there.
They're indented. They don't even touch the bottom half of the console. It's stupid. You know, they should have just got rid of them. It would have made it look better if they got rid of them. They've got them on the old DS as well. I don't know why they keep them. There must be a reason, but... It perplexes me.
Maybe it's instead of screws. They're like, I don't know, some sort of gluey out.
Maybe. One thing that is good is on both sides of the console at the top, there's some like rubbery bits, and they just close down, and they stop the two halves from, you know, scratching or whatever. Which is those are good because they actually function something. Okay. I heard Ben say in episode 16.5 that he thought the sound was a bit quieter. I don't personally think it's quieter, and actually, I think the sound's a lot better quality than the original DS. Because on the original DS, on certain games especially, when you turned the sound down low, it went really bad quality and sometimes even crackled and, oh, it's horrible. But I haven't experienced that yet on the DS Lite. So I think that's been fixed, and that is pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, it'll probably just be imagining it because of the small speakers.
Yeah. The headphone and microphone jack is the same, and it's in the same position. So yeah, you still have the option to plug in a headset, like on the original DS. The microphone reposition is good. It's on the hinge. I on Balloon Battle on Mario Kart, at first I had a bit of trouble blowing up the balloons, but then I found if you just naturally blow from a fair distance, you can inflate the balloons very, very easily.
Well, I don't even bother with the blowing. I just press select.
Alright, yeah, yeah. You can do that if you're boring.
Although it might be difficult on this one because you have to reach all the way down.
The volume slider is pretty much the same. Yeah, nothing changed there, really. The stylus is great. It actually slots in the right-hand side of the console. It's substantially bigger than the original DS one. And, yeah, it's really good.
Matt.
Yeah?
I have, as you call it, a gripe about the stylus slot position.
Oh, yes?
Before, it was on the like top left-hand side, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
At the top,
yeah.
To the left.
And you could flick it out.
Yeah, now it's on the right-hand side. I'm left-handed. It really doesn't help when you're holding it with your left hand. You pull the stylus out with your right hand. You have to put it in your mouth, transfer it over to your left hand to even be able to start playing a game with the stylus.
Fair point.
Whereas before, I could just flick it out in my left hand and get it.
Yeah.
So I don't really like that.
Okay, that's interesting. The GBA slot cover is great. It's quite small, and it just fits perfectly. It's actually got a little bit of PCB inside it, so it fits perfectly in the GBA slot, and it just stops all the dust getting in, and also makes the console look a lot better. That's a great addition, and simple as well. On the back of the console, on the original DS, there used to be a label. On the DS Lite, it's imprinted on the system, and it won't come off, apart from the serial number, which is on a label. But the rest of the information is printed on, and that's just a nice little thing.
You see, what they've done is, like, on the inside of it, it's matte, isn't it? It's, like, matte finish.
Yes, yes.
It's really rough. Well, not rough, but...
Yeah, it's not smooth.
Rough texture
to
it. Mm-hmm. And then I think what they've done on the outside is simply... It's the same texture, but they've put that plastic layer over the top to make it glossy.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I touch the glossiness, it's so shiny and feels so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a new power supply. It's smaller, and the old DS power supply will not work with your DS Lite. So there's a new port on the DS Lite as well. It's grey, and as John Locke noticed on the actual charger end bit that it plugs in, there's the DS logo symbol, which is a nice little touch.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed it as well, but. It was John Locke who said it in the podcast.
Yeah, but Mark...
I said it.
Really?
Did you?
I said it, not John.
All right. Oh, okay.
I thought you told John on the text and then John said it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No, I haven't spoken to John on text.
Okay.
No, I mean, you in the chat, you told him. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
no hand strap is supplied, which I thought there was one, but it's not. And but
that is crap, because, like, Tom, when he's playing Metroid, he plays it with the thumb strap.
Although
me too, and I couldn't play Metroid with Ben yesterday when he came over because I used the thumb strap.
Yeah, and there is two.
Although,
if you keep your thumb strap or you keep your DS, there are two holes existing on the DS Lite, so you can put it on.
You know, you don't have to, when you trade it in game or game station, all you need is a DS, a charger, and one stylus.
Alright, okay.
So, you know, you can't keep the thumb strap.
Okay. So yeah. One thing I noticed with the old DS, certainly my one, if you put it on a flat surface, completely flat surface, it rocked around if you pressed one of the corners of it. It wasn't completely flat. With the DS Lite, this does not happen. It's got two rubber pads on the bottom and some very small little bumps on the front which just stabilise it. That's a very small thing that I noticed. There's a raised DS logo on the top of the console, which is really nice. Very, very nice. It's stylish and it looks cool. Also, this is on the box. It's raised on the box as well.
I didn't know. I thought before, you know how there's like the red logo on the top?
Yeah.
And then actually, there's the DS on the front with the logo. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the red one, Matt.
Oh, right, okay.
But you were talking about the other one, so yeah.
The whole design of the console is very nice. It's perfectly redesigned, and it's, you know, fabulous. The bright screens are fantastic. 4 brightness levels, and I cannot believe, honestly cannot believe, that the lowest brightness setting is of the original DS. Is it really? Because it looks just so dull compared to the others, and it just goes from that setting up higher, and then one more, and then the games on that just look fantastic. It really boosts the colours and the quality by, you know, much more than, I'd say it makes them look about at least 3 times better than the games. When I showed it to my friend, he said, wow, that looks so much better, and it really does. The L and R buttons are compact with the system, they're flush, they work fine, and they're nice and clicky. I like them.
One gripe I do have about just the entire system, when I'm playing Mario Kart, the corners on the new DS, like the...
Yeah.
Yeah, when you've been playing for half an hour or so, because you hold L and R, don't you, on Mario Kart? Hold down A and the D-pad.
Yeah.
The corners dig into your hands, and it really does dig in quite a bit, and I get like red little sores on my hands.
Yeah, that's true. The DS Lite is quite square, and the original DS is actually more round at the bottom, so it's slightly more ergonomic to hold. But I do agree with you there. Especially when playing Mario Kart.
But, you know, all things are going to have some...
Yeah, some...
Problems.
Yeah.
So.
It's lighter, fairly noticeably lighter, and it's a lot smaller. When you first get it out, it's like, wow, that's cool. It is such a good redesign, and, you know, I'm just holding the black one here, and, you know, it's just really glossy on top, and really dark black looks of it.
One thing though, let's just say you did get a scratch on the plastic.
Yeah.
On the black one, it's gonna show.
Yeah.
But on the white one, because it's all white, the scratch isn't gonna show as much. Which is,
I will,
I
never let
better.
My DS Lite be scratched. I polish it 24 hours a day. No, I don't. But yeah. Going on to that, the black version, if you have like sticky, greasy hands, it will fingerprint quite easily. Although mine doesn't actually have any fingerprints actually on in the moment, because I look after it well. I recommend the kit that you can get from Game. I think it's called a Central Protection Kit. It has screen protectors. They're always useful.
The screen protectors don't help, though.
Yeah, they do.
One kid on one of these forums, he put the screen protectors on, and it stopped his touchscreen. Like, it wasn't as reactive.
Mine's fine. I find these screen protectors fine. Also has a screen cloth for cleaning screen, sort of like a soft glasses cloth. A spare white stylus, a cleaning mitten, which is my favourite bit, because it's really good for cleaning it, and also, it does double as a sort of case. It's kind of like a sock, basically, but it does work as a case for your DS Lite, which is cool. And it has also 2 game cases. In summary, the DS Lite is much smaller, much more compact. It's beautiful, bright, light, slick, and sleek. It's a great upgrade to the DS, and if you can get it, you definitely should. So it's £99.99. You can trade in your original DS for £40 at Game.
Right, go to Game. Right, amazing, amazing deal. Okay, right. You go to Game, take your old DS, 1 stylus and a charger, trade it in, you get £40 off, and a free Metro Prime Hunters game.
I didn't
Who
get
cares
that.
Whether you've already got it? Leave it in the cellophane, Marty, and get another game. Don't unwrap it.
Or you could go to GameStation and just buy a DS and get a free game. And I got Marvel something or other, and it's a really good game.
No, it isn't. I played it yesterday. It is crap.
For 5 minutes, and you didn't really give it a chance.
Okay.
I did.
Anyway, I think we better wrap that up, and we'll move on.
Okay then, so, any other announcements, or straight on to the segments?
Forums.
Because there is a lot in the segments.
Forums are going well, which is good to see. And, yeah, I think we might get a new moderator soon, if we can be bothered, or if we think someone deserves it. So yeah, I think we should move on.
Okay, so straight on to Link's Listener Challenge, and it is over. End, kaput, kablam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see ya.
Are we announcing the winner?
The winner is. What? Yeah, we are announcing the winner. Okay. And we've only had, like, two entries.
Yeah.
So, the winner is... Who sent in the real... Mike. Mike, our first ever contest enterer.
Yeah, which was the Revolution skin that he had to design. Yeah. He's the first person ever to enter a contest.
And he's finally won a competition, and it is a really good one. We will start using it as our logo when we get the website up. Matt, if you can change the banner to have the new logo on.
Also, he was the, like, one of the, I think he was the second person to email us. Something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, cool.
So, yeah. The runner-up was Gamers United, who made our promo vid.
Yep.
So, I haven't come up with a new challenge yet, so I'll tell you it next week when I've thought of one.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Straight on to our letters, because we do have four to read out this week. Mm-hmm. Four letters.
Wow.
Yeah, let me just, like, cough, clear my throat. That's better. Okay. First email is from Corey Compton, who lives in America. So, he says, "Hey guys, this is Corey. I realised after winning the contest for Create a Character that you guys don't know where I live or anything. So I just want to let you know that I am American, I live in Lincoln, Nebraska. I am 22 years old, and I am married with a kid. Don't let the age of marriage deceive you, though. I am still a huge kid at heart. I have a GameCube, Super Nintendo, N64, Xbox, an Xbox 360, and plan on having a Wii by day one. I also love the name Wii. It was weird at first, but now I think it is ingenious. Because just like the revolutionary Nintendo Wii will change the way we play video games, it also changes the way we say video games. That probably doesn't make any sense to you, but it does to me. Anyway, thanks for providing such a cool podcast. Keep up the good work, and hope to hear from you soon. From me, Corey. Goodbye." And he says, "How do I officially become a fan?" Well, the minute you send us an email, as long as it's, you know, appropriate, then you are officially a fan.
Yep.
So, yeah. Second email is from, I think it's Jose Liniers. Yeah, I think that's how he's told us to pronounce it, so yeah. And he says, "Dear Nintendo crew, I can honestly say that your podcast improves with each new installment, so I definitely look forward to hearing further improvements in the future, in future Nintendo podcasts in the coming weeks. Your beautiful Joe's Bad Jokes segment is a high point and puts a smile on my face. Yeah. Additionally, Ben's singing at the end of the podcast, although a bit reminiscent of an American Idol audition, was funny nonetheless. The humour scattered throughout the podcast works, and more importantly, it adds to the show's uniqueness.
Right.
As an American Nintendo gamer, it's a bit interesting to listen to your commentary, which seems to represent things from the European Nintendo fans' perspective as well. Now, quite well. You've earned a regular listener. Keep up the good work. For your information, I found your podcast on podcast.net." So, yeah.
That's cool.
We seem to have, like, not lost Tom. He's still listening, but he can't speak because...
he just can't.
He just can't. So, next email is from Nikolai Kalamansky. Oh, no. Okay. And he says, "Today I was thinking of a really cool add-on for the Wii, and I thought I'd share it with you. It's not something completely new, but it's still quite cool. With the web browser, maybe you could plug in a keyboard and a DS so that you could use PictoChat, etc., instead of something like Skype or MSN. It's probably already thought of, but I thought I'd tell you anyway. Nick." And he's also saying that it wasn't him who just changed the passwords and everything, it was Leon.
Yep.
And our final email is from Paul E. Milligan. And he says, "Hey Nintendo hosts, Marty is great. She is awesome. Of course, you guys aren't replaced. Matt, Ben, Tom, Josh. I got all your last names down, and I have Ben's middle name. Yay. Okay. Alright, face it. You guys are awesome. Ha ha ha. Don't attract all the ladies, you guys. Or in Marty's case, the guys. Well, I'm getting high-speed internet about October 11th, because that's my birthday. So I'll be able to join you in your podcast as either a guest, or if I'm lucky, a dedicated host. So for all of you who like me, and to those of you who don't, Mad Milligan is still a top-quality listener. Keep up the good work. Paul Tails Milligan. Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's about it for links, letters. Okay. Loads of letters.
We have one. Okay, we just to update Ben, we're going to have Fox's Flames this week.
Oh, are we? Okay, yeah. Then. I didn't know, but hey. Alright, straight on to Beautiful Joe's Bad Jokes of the Week.
Okay, so, jokes, yes, this is amazing. Okay, why did the boy tiptoe past the medicine cabinet? Because he didn't want to wake the sleeping pills. Why? Okay.
Okay, I didn't get on.
Next one.
I hired my mic.
Okay. How does a molded fruit flavored dessert answer the phone?
I don't know.
Jell-O instead of hello. Ha ha ha. Yeah. I'll quickly move on. When do you stop at green and go at red?
I don't know.
When you're eating a watermelon.
Why do you stop at green?
Because you're not supposed to eat that bit.
Oh.
And one more one. What happens to a hamburger that misses a lot of school?
I don't know.
He has to catch up a lot of time. Why?
No, I was just thinking of the greasy food that Marty ate yesterday.
All right. Okay.
For some reason, it spun to mind.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So straight on to Mario's memory. Tom, can you post up what we're talking about today? Seeing as you can't speak. You pick. Okay. Our retro game is. Holy hell. Hold on, I'm looking around my room. Come on, retro game, people. Retro game. What? Should we just, miss it out? Cause
yeah.
Mario, okay.
Mario what?
Yeah.
Mario side-scroller.
All right, Mario side-scroller.
Our retro game is Mario side-scroller on GCB, GBC.
Oh, no, I know. We can talk about Mario thingy, Land of Golden Six Coins,
ooh,
whatever
ooh,
it's called.
I like that one.
Oh, I love that.
That's really good.
Wario was
that was my first ever game.
Yeah, it was one of mine as well. I had it on my Game Boy Color. Because I like a fan. Yeah. It wasn't my very first, but it was one of my first because I actually found a copy of it at school and I kept it and I still got it and it's really good. And
oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so cool. No, and it has the different lands and it's awesome.
Super Mario Land and Super Mario Land 2 were my first games. I got it with a Game Boy Pocket. In a deal.
What was it? There were small land where you went.
Yeah,
you really
it was Macro Land.
That's it.
And there was one with witches.
Toyland.
And there was a tree zone. And
yeah.
Turtle Land.
Yeah.
It was all
it was really cool. And I remember one of them, you stood and then the turtle ate you and then you went into the land and oh, that was just cool. And you had to spend the coins and stuff. And you had this hut and you could, if you built up 999 coins, you could spend them and get cool items and stuff. And also, as Tom said, the hippo thing, where the hippo blows a bubble and you go in it and you float across the level, and it's really cool.
That game was the best Mario side
scroller
I've ever played.
I sometimes just pick up and play a couple of levels because it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is one reason why they should make a virtual console service for the DS.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah. That'd be really good. So that was Mario's memory.
Very memorable.
Okay, I think Marty's got a new segment she wants to introduce.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah, Hyrule's Highs, which is just basically a shout out thing.
Cool.
And I've got two shout outs. One to a new American fan called Jonathan. I can't remember where he's from, but I know he's in America. And two is to all the guys at my local game station, because they're cool.
Cool.
Someone just dropped the microphone, I think.
No, I just dropped my mouse.
Oh, your mouse. Okay, then. Bowser's Bloopers is not dead, because Paul Milligan, Paul Milligan doesn't seem to think so, is some of these things I didn't even notice. On episode 15, when I was spelling out my, I think, Skype name, I spelt it BENWALK92, not WALKER.
Huh.
So that was one he noticed. Episode 16, That was a purpose one, because we were trying to keep it in, and that was, I said Super Smash Brothers Melee instead of Brawl.
Yeah.
And in episode 16.5, Marty insisted that it was Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that was
when
funny.
It was actually,
I knew what I meant.
And when it was actually New Super Mario Brothers. So yeah, well done, Paul. Congratulations on... Oh, yeah, and there has been a blooper in this episode. Matt said it right near the start.
Did I really?
So, Paul, try and notice that one.
Cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you later, Matt.
All right, okay, cool.
Okay, and finally, Raichu's release dates, which I cannot bother to do anymore, so, Matt.
Okay, Raichu's release dates. Now, I remember someone saying, I think it was Tom, that they'd never seen games like Harvest Time, Hop and Fly, Miss Spider and all that rubbish. But if you look on the game website, game.net, they are actually on there. So, here are the release dates for Europe on the DS. On the 30th, New Super Mario Brothers, that's a big release. And on the 7th, there is Alex Rider's Stormbreaker, Big Brain Academy, Electroplankton, Miss Spider Harvest Time Hop and Fly,
Pirates, what the hell?
And Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest. I can't wait to see that Harvest Time Hop and Fly game go from my list. on the GBA, on the 7th, we have Alex Rider, Stormbreaker, and Pirates of the Caribbean. And on the GameCube, on the 14th, we have Cars and Super Monkey Ball Adventure.
Okay, hold on. Tom just wants to flame Nikolai.
Yeah.
Because Nikolai got a new Mac computer, yeah, whatever, and didn't bother to copy over the MySpace HTML to his new one. And the old one got the hard drive wiped.
So
Tom has now got to do his MySpace all over again. Mm-hmm. He says, therefore everyone hates him and wants to stab him in the neck and kill him, and he hopes he gets raped by the Dooku tree. Too late, Tom.
That was Fox's Flames for this
week.
From Tom.
Yeah, so that about, well, wraps up this episode,
no.
Just the email.
No, and obviously my segment, duh.
Oh yeah, Peach's Ponderings. Uh-huh.
And... should we do it now?
Oh, yeah, I have my mic muted. Yeah, we did actually have a voicemail. Wow, a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. off of Jimmy, who's from America.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're just going to play that now, mm-hmm. and then Matt will tell you next week's Peach's Pondering.
Yeah.
Or this week's Peach's Pondering. So, yeah, take it away, Jimmy.
Hey, Nintendo Talk. Yeah, I don't really feel like typing this, so I'm just recording this, and... Well, I'm Jimmy from Indiana, up in, United States, and, I noticed what you guys were talking about last week on the show. You're like, you know, about that stupid kid who thought that the Wii was gonna be all stupid and stuff. Well, I have a similar story to that. It was my stupid friend, I would like to say his name, but what if he's listening? Yeah, so, you know, he's like, you know, I got my, Nintendo DS, and he's like, that's stupid, and he's like, man, I want to go get my PSP, and then, you know, just December came around, and, you know, he was like, hey guys, my mom and dad's getting me a Nintendo DS, and I'm like, I thought you hated that, and he's like, well, yeah, I do, but, I'm getting it for Nintendogs. And, like, you know, Nintendogs, I mean, it's pretty good, but, I mean, like, alright, I mean, you know, and then, so, you know, I can't really let him, you know, of course, he loves it now, you know, he's got the Wi-Fi games, and, you know, which you can't set up, but, you know, you know, he's got, like, Mario Kart and stuff, he's like, this thing's awesome, guys! And then he's always like, hey, do you want to play me on my Nintendo DS? And I'm like, no, I'm good, you know. But yeah, I was just sending him that story. I thought he was rubbish too. And you know, dude, you guys' show like rocks. And I hope to be on it sometime. You know, actually, you know. Well, you know, I'll hopefully I'll send in some more emails and stuff. All right, well, see ya.
Okay, so that was an email, voicemail, whatever from
in response to Peach Ponderings. So thanks for that.
Yeah, so listen to that and you'll understand what it was all about. Well, you will have listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
So, Matt, what is this week's Peach's Pondering?
This was sparked when I was reading on the Onum forums and someone said that their mum and dad was hooked on the DS Lite. And they were even thinking of buying a Sudoku game for them. That's really cool. And, you know, obviously shows that they've Nintendo have once again achieved their goal of reaching out to non-gamers. So, what I want is, if you've got any stories of, like, your parents playing games, or you being able to convince them to play a Nintendo console thing, then tell me. And also, I'll challenge you to get one of your parents to actually play something like Brain Training or Sudoku or anything on your DS or something like that, because it'd be really cool if you could. And if you want to send me an email, the address is coming up, or a voicemail like Jimmy did, that'd be fantastic. We'll make sure to play it on the show. So that is the pondering for this week, and also a little challenge.
Yeah, so that's not going to be an actual Link's Listener Challenge, but just, yeah,
interesting.
That'd be cool. Oh yeah, and also, if you are entering a Link's Listener Challenge contest, put LLC in the subject, and if you're, you know, sending in just some comments, you know, some feedback, just put feedback in so we know what, you know, what's what, because it's awkward having to read through everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that about wraps up this week, just the email map.
The email address is, you should know it by now, nintentalk@gmail.com. That is nintentalk at gmail.com. So, send us all your emails about anything at all, your thoughts on the main topic, thoughts on Peter's ponderings, feedback. If you're a first time listener, definitely make sure you send us something. Isn't hard, just go on your email client, send us something. And also check out the Podomatic at nintentalk.podomatic.com. And one last thing to say, the official website, nintentalk.com, is not yet fully functioning. I have not seen
Dylan. Get it done.
I haven't seen Dylan on Skype in weeks.
Apparently, he's always on, he's just always offline. We've got to get him to get it done, because, right, if you haven't noticed, my next payment is coming up soon, Dylan. If you're listening to this, and I end up, you know, paying again, then you're going to be paying me.
Oh, and, just a shout-out, which Tom's just mentioned in the chat, to our Indian listeners. We have 3 Indian listeners in India, so this is shouting out to them.
We have 3 Indian listeners in India.
So, yeah, just, that's cool. Tom wanted me to say that. I can't think of anything else to say, and we're finishing in perfect time. So.
Yeah. At the end of the show, let it play a few. So there'll be a few seconds break. Then there'll be the poker rap sung by Ben Marty. Then after that, there'll be some Twilight Princess music that Tom's managed to somehow get. I don't know. So yeah, if you want to listen extra, you don't have to but you know, it's all for good cause. Yeah, so that about wraps up this week. So, yeah. From me, Ben.
Me, Matt.
Me, Tom.
And me, Marty.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
And now, live in the Nintentalk studio, Ben and Marty present the Poker Rap. And this one is quite good, in my opinion. So, take it away, Ben and Marty. Me and Marty. Yeah, whatever. I want to be the best there ever was, to beat all the rest, yeah, that's my cause.
Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Tatsaf, Zero, Pidgey, Seekling, Jolteon, Dragonite, Gastly, opponent of a boy on Polaraff, Butterfree.
Catch em, gotta catch em all. Pokemon, I'll search across the land, look far and wide, release from my hand the power that's inside.
Venomoth, Poliwag, Nidorino, Golduck, Ivysaur, Grimer, Victreebel, Moltres, Nidoking, Farfetch, Abra, Jigglypuff, Kingler, Rhyhorn, Fable, Wigglytuff.
Catch em, gotta catch em all, gotta catch em all, Pokemon!
Zubat, Primate, Meowth, Onix, Geodude, Rattrash, Magneton, Snorlax, Gengar, Tangler, Golden, Spearow, Weezing, Seal, Gyarados, Slowbro!
Gotta catch 'em all, 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 Pokemon!
Kabuto, Persian, Paris, Bossy, Ratchet, Macamite, Cadabra, Weavinbell, Ditto, Cloyster, Sachu, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Golem, Pikachu!
at least 150 or more to see. To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
Alakazam, Goldeen, Venomoth, Machoke, Kangaskhan, Hypno, Electabuzz, Flareon, Blastoise, Poliwhirl, Oddish, Drowsy, Raichu, Nidoking, Bellsprout, Starmie!
We're at the halfway point, doing great so far.
We? What's all this we stuff? I'm doing all the hard work.
Break time's over, here we go!
Metapod, Marowak, Lacuna, Clefairy, Dodrio, Seedra, Mahaboom, Krabby, Lickitung, Tauros, Weedle, Nidoran, Macho, Shellder, Porygon, Hitmonchan.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
Articuno, Jinx, Nidorina, Beedrill, Hauntox, Voltron, Chansey, Parasect, Execute, Muck, Dewdong, Pidgeotto, Lapras, Vulpix, Rhydon.
At least 150 or more to see. To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
Charizard, Machop, Pinsir, Coffin, Dugtrio, Golbat, Staryu, Magikarp, Ninetales, Ekans, Omnistar, Slowpoke, Tentacool, Dragonair, Magmar.
Whoa, catch your breath, man. Shake out those lips.
It's downhill from here. Just 24 more to go.
Now it gets tricky, so listen real good.
Sashlash, Hitmonlee, Psyduck, Arcanine, Eevee, Itzexville, Kabuto, Zapdos, Dratini, Growlithe, Mismon, Cubone, Graveler, Voltorb, Gloom.
We're almost home. Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
Charmeleon, Wartortle, Mewtwo, Tentacool, Aerodactyl, Armonite, Slowpoke, Pidgeot, Arbok. That's all, folks!
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon. Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon. Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon. Okay, now Thomas found some Twilight Princess music files from the official soundtrack. So, you know, if you want to listen to them, then just carry on letting your MP3/iPod play. And, yeah, I'll name the song before I play it, and then I'll play it. So, yeah. And the first Twilight Princess music is the Horse Battle music. That was very interesting. Quite a lively piece of music. And the second song is, I don't know whether I've pronounced this right, Ilea's theme. Yeah. Ending to that piece of music there. and the next track is the Open Treasure Chest theme that everyone has come to know and love. So, yeah. Well, that's quite different to the originals. It's a lot more than da-da-da. So, yeah. The next track is the Victory Theme. And the final piece of music, if I'm not mistaken, is the Get Item music. And also, if I'm not mistaken, that's exactly the same as the Treasure Chest theme. So, yeah, they're all the Twilight Princess pieces of music that Tom was able to get his hands on. Hope you enjoyed listening to them. See ya.